You're listening to Advice Line with Roy Masters. Call Roy at 1-800-866-8883.
Dr. Stephen, I have found in my life that 85% of all the problems, even that lead to pain, come from cause and effect, like running your car with your engine light turned off, you know, the warning light turned off, so you take aspirins and you put away the pain you should be taking care of, like changing your diet or something, or watching your emotions, so that the amount of pain you get is often proportionate to times you ignore what the real problem is and take a pill for it and go on, live longer, so that you have a plethora of illnesses and diseases that have pains with it. And then you're treating that pain, but the cause and effect, there's so many of them, like a production line of them, that all you've got is the symptom, and that's all the doctor has to deal with, because the patient himself doesn't want to know. That a doctor hasn't got time to school him in how to recover from all of the cause and effect symptoms, which are leading to physical pains, which are really quite spiritual and psychological or psychopathological. See, so I disagree. It is mostly in the head. Even when you have physical illnesses which produce discomfort and pain, it's still, if the person examines their life very carefully, as I've, in my experience of my 65 years of doing this, I found that very few people who follow the prescribed rule that I'm speaking about, learning not to be angry and upset in the next moment, it sort of takes care of all those causes and effects in their course. They get less and less angry, calmer and calmer. The problems slowly disappear. They get more and more faith. And pretty soon they're walking and running and doing things, you know, where they were once too pooped to pop. Walking, you know, wheeling themselves around in a wheelchair. Hold that line. That's Dr. Stevens, would you wait and sure. Talk to me after? Well, I think we need to talk the subject. I need to talk to someone intelligent like yourself that, you know, that isn't a robot. You know what I mean? Thank you. I like someone talking back at me. Thank you very much. Would you like to give the address to the audience in case they might not hear the second hour for this pain center?
I appreciate the opportunity to do that, and it's
would you do it right away before we break?
Yeah, www.istop as in Ira Stephen Thomas Oscar Paul .org.
Oh, that's a do that one again. Give everybody a chance to write it because I don't have a pen.
www.istop.org.
And do it one more time. I'll write it down. www. Yeah. Okay, good.
I as in Ira, yes. S as in Stephen, T as in Thomas, O as in Oscar, P as in Paul, .org.
.org. Okay, got it. I got it written down in my book. Thank you. I have the pleasure of having a genuine medical doctor on the line that's enjoying the program. Gives me a few bokus. I appreciate that. And we're not in disagreement with each other, I do not think. And I'm delighted to have a conversation with him. And are you there, Dr. Stephen?
Yes, I am, Roy.
Well, I would love to hear what you have to say about pain, but I'd love to have a discourse with you, a discussion with you, and I'd like to hear what you say, because I personally believe that, I don't know if you've heard me for any length of time, but I, as a professional hypnotist, which the subject I'm very familiar. I'm 80 years old, and I've understood it for 65 years, and more so than most. So I know both sides of the fence. I know the dark side and the good side. I know how people get ill and sick. I've discovered there's disease. Stress is a disease-causing entity, and it opens the door, and it has many paths and produces many different kinds of symptoms, but all of them come from not living, not dealing with stress in the right way. And if you learn to deal with the stress in the right way, you can tell which one are pathological and those which are spiritually psychological or psycho-illogical. So, but you were talking about pain, and I'll listen to you now.
Well, I completely agree with you. I think that, some pains are psycho-illogical or psychophysiological. And, of course, there's a deep connection, an immutable connection between the mind, the brain, the spirit, and the body. And there are some pains that manifest in the body that can certainly be helped by addressing psychological or psychological.
How you address that question is sort of like a pat answer, if you don't mind me saying so, because there are people who refuse to, do not want to face themselves, and you cannot help those, and they will be qualified for treatment for the rest of their life because there is no other way for them, and that's most people. But then there's a certain kind of person who will listen and open up.
The foundation of human understanding teaches an observation exercise, often called meditation, which permits you to become objective toward your problems and allows your heartaches, bad habits, fears, and anxieties to be completely eliminated from your life without effort on your part. Until you have begun to practice this exercise, much of what you see and hear on the following program may be shocking and upsetting to you. But if you will listen calmly and with an open mind, you may discover the key to the peace of mind and joy for which you've been searching all of your life. And now, from the foundation of human understanding, here is Roy Masters.
Let me ask you a question. For instance, I have a lady in my office that 15 years ago had terminally ill with cancer, and she's working today and healthy. And because she in my office, and so I helped her, or walked her through it over the radio. Mm-hmm. And I do that with a lot of people, with asthma and things like that. Diseases that doctors can't cure have in themselves a flaw, a character flaw, which is amplified by emotionalism. And it produces a plethora of different diseases. For instance, cancer. That causes a lot of pain. But what if cancer was caused solely by attitude, buried resentment and hatred, seething, boiling cauldron of anger that you don't see. And then consequently wrong eating and a lifestyle that produces even more reasons to be angry, even at your doctor for not being able to cure you secretly. And so what if I say that if you treat that pain and you treat that cancer and the patient has faith in you, when they should have looked at themselves and very easily dismissed the problem that led to the cancer. Like, the cancer that I know is a personality cancer, not all, but the one I'm referring to is one that eats you, not what you eat, it eats you, something eats you away, inside, excuse me. And so there are people who can hear that, and with those who can hear it, recover from the disease itself by a change of outlook. And I have found, all my years in dealing with people, that it isn't the treatment, the various drugs they get, and what's that stuff they give people to kill the immune system. I can't think of the name of it. But the point is, it's not.
You're right.
They kill the immune system so they can cure they cure the cancer by killing the immune system.
Chemotherapy.
Chemotherapy. It's not the treatments that cure them. It is the shock of awakening. And some patients are awakened by the stress of suffering. They realize their mortality and cry out for something deeper, and they get better. But it isn't the treatment that gets them better. It's their awakening that does it. See, that's why I find out with many things.
Mm-hmm.
And the rest of them I leave to you.
Well, I think that's a great approach. I heartily endorse that. What I'm interested in is what works. I'm not invested.
I know that. I can hear that in you.
And I would actually prefer, frankly, that people started with you. And if they can find relief and a cure for their physical ailments through addressing their spiritual and psychological or psychological issues, That is the best way. I have.
Really? There's a problem with that. The time they get to me, they got no money, and I can't stay on the air.
Well, you have a free download. I mean, they should be able to take advantage of that. And
they don't, though. They don't. It's amazing how they don't.
Yeah, it is amazing.
They're afraid of it. There's something in people, and I don't know how long you've been listening to me, but there's something in people that thinks through them, and they think it's them thinking. And it wants and feels through them, and they think it's their own feelings and their own wanting, and it pulls on them, and they follow those thoughts and feelings as if it's their own idea, and it isn't them, and their life gets worse. And they're attracted to all the wrong people, and they run away from the right answers. Good people frighten them. And bad people are attracted to them. And doctors don't know what to do with these people. They go from doctor to doctor till they get the kind of medicine and sympathy they're looking for.
Yeah. Yeah.
You've seen that, I'm sure.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Well, I suppose that's the way of the world, isn't it?
It is, isn't it?
Yeah.
Well, what do you say about the cancer thing that I've said? I mean, have you seen that there's a certain kind of person, is there's a cancer personality?
Well, I must, on this topic, begin with a disclaimer that, of course, I don't see patients with cancer. I deal with persistent pain, which the term you use, which is an entirely appropriate term. The irony is that in the field of pain, there's malignant pain, which is the pain due to cancer, and then the ironic terminology of benign chronic pain, which is nothing but benign.
Well, give me an example of it. Give me an example of a pain without apparent cause.
The woman who called, which was the reason that I called you. She's been to many doctors, and they've told her she has a sacroiliac problem. And, you know, it sounds like it should be something so readily amenable to what's available, but yet she continues to suffer. And so she's a perfect example of the types of patients that come into my office, and they've been to doctor, and many different specialists. And
what would you do for that lady?
Well, again, you know, I don't want to propose over the phone without ever having met her or examined her, because again, when all else fails, examine the patient. So you must examine a patient. The art of examining a patient has been lost.
I think you're right. I think you're the artist. That's true. You're right on the money.
And the art of, in the era of so many highly sophisticated and technological tests, there's very few physicians who will actually examine a patient and look for the source of their pain. You know, in her instance, I mean, it really is beyond the context here, the venue to go into a deep discussion. It's a very complicated issue. In some regards, in other regards, it's a very simple.
I'll tell you what. I got a line full of calls.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you what I'd like to do with you. I'd like to have you on again. And I'm going to wait for this late. You can call anytime you want to, you know. So. Okay. But I just wait a couple of days, maybe next week. Let's see what happens to this lady. Would you follow this with me?
Absolutely.
She's brand new. She's listened to me for a month. She started to listening, and things seem to be getting better. Well, not yet. It's not better as it should be, but there's little hope here. And I feel that I could reel her in to the right, excuse the expression, but reel her in to a good place. And this would be a nice experiment, because I'm not examining her. I'm assuming, well, perhaps incorrectly, that the doctors, there's been many of them, and she'd had a CAT scan or whatever it is, MRIs, whatever it is, but somehow it's persistent. And I still think it's the accident that she resented, and it keeps recurring like post-traumatic stress disorder.
Mm-hmm.
It's, in other words, the very idea of it, some irritation awakens a morbid thought and brings her back to the scene where it reenacts the pain. I know that happens. The mind has a way of creating a phantom memory of it, the way I described the lady and to the lady about the man that painted the bottom of his boat.
Absolutely. This
See? It produces the symptoms even though the problem isn't there anymore. And you can have the pain even though the accident's gone.
Yes.
And it's really, everything's well, but the person isn't. They don't understand the machinery.
Yes. That's absolutely very reasonable and possible.
So I have to work on that. I have to work on it because I don't have those medical degrees like you do. And, you know, I think if I had what you had and you have what I have, we'd both be perfect.
Yes, but if it were only my medical degree, Santiano said, if pain would have cured us, we would have been saved a long time ago.
That's true.
but the medical profession, so having a medical degree is worthless. It's worthless if you don't have an open mind and the proper motivation. My medical degree is probably everything that's been important to me. I learned after I finished all of my formal training.
Einstein says, you know, the best education is to forget whatever you learned in school.
Absolutely.
it's crazy. Look, I tell you what, let me ask you, would you like the place or your city mentioned on this program so that people can look you up?
I'll tell you.
You're a rare find, you know that. You're a rare find.
Yes, I suppose so. Rather than my city, believe me, Roy, I have plenty of patients. I'm not looking for more patients. There's enough.
No, I know that.
Rather than my city, I gave you the name of a website for my mentor and teacher in Vancouver, British Columbia.
Fair enough.
I also have a website which people are free to go to and
fair enough too.
And reach out can find ways to reach me through my website.
What is that?
That's www.northwest, spelled out, N-O-R-T-H-W-E-S-T.
W-E-S-T, yeah.
Followed immediately by the letters IMS, Northwest, IMS.com. International Media Star.
They got it. I think they got it in the studio, and we'll give it to the office.
Okay,
that's very sweet of you, very kind of you to call. Would you call again in a week or so and listen for the lady calling, and maybe you can intercede and we both help her together?
Be my pleasure and honor.
Hold the line, please, and make sure that you get the address, and we'll have it for the office if anybody calls. Okay. And because you're a rare find, there's not many doctors like you. I feel a camaraderie with you, and I know you feel that with me. Thank you.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Appreciate it. Appreciate the call. Really do. All right. Now, let's take our calls. Ladies and gentlemen, I can help you in ways that many people cannot. And I know it. I'm confident in it. Anything you have to have confidence in, my confidence. That's all. And I know you may cringe from some of the things I say, but truth hurts. And it's good hurt. There's also bad pleasure. Okay, now, let's take a call in a minute. Give the office number, if only if you want to get the doctor's website, that would be fine. My office number is 800-877-3227.
You're listening to Advice Line with Roy Masters. You can reach Roy at 1-800-866-8883. That's 1-800-866-8883.
Are you suffering with PTSD after being in the military? You should see what people are saying about Roy Masters online.
In my experience as a commander who mobilized and returned thousands of wartime veterans, I have seen soldiers make rapid improvement through the use of Be Still and Know. Major General George R. Harris.
Google Roy Masters PTSD. You'll see what I mean.
The Be Still and Know exercise works for me. It calms my soul, enhances my thinking, and improves my emotional regulation. I'm thankful to be a more resilient chaplain. Lieutenant Colonel Philip Pringle, Southern Baptist.
Go online and Google Roy Masters now. You'll be amazed at what you find.
I must say, on the basis of 20 years' experience, that the application of this exercise has made a significant contribution to the treatment of the great majority of those who have used it. Dr. George Hader, diplomat of the American Board of Psychiatry and Neurology.
You need to see what people have to say about Roy Masters online. on your computer, tablet, or even your smartphone. Go online and search for Roy Masters PTSD Military. You'll be glad you did.
Discover an easy and simple drug-free antidote to overcome alcoholism, drugs, smoking, and other various addictions with a simple app. Discover Cure Stress. With the Cure Stress app, you can begin to walk away from addiction in just 7 minutes. And this 7-minute technique is free on the Cure Stress app. Break the endless loop of negative thoughts. Improve how you interact with people at work or at home with the Cure Stress app. You can finally heal from past traumatic events or resolve relationship difficulties. It can even help you cope with post-traumatic stress disorder or PTSD. And it only takes 7 minutes free with the Cure Stress app. Change your life without effort and in the comfort and privacy of your home in just 7 minutes with the Cure Stress app. Free and available now on Apple App Store and Android Google Play. Finally, cure stress with the Cure Stress app.
It may seem that there's nothing you can do about stress, but you can instantly have more control than you might think. Roy Masters shows you how to conquer stress by taking charge of your thoughts, emotions, anxieties, and changing the way you react to problems. Do you realize that every time you think a negative thought, your body reacts as if it were in the grip of an actual tension-filled situation? Well, there is an antidote. Download the ebook, The Secret Power of Words by Roy Masters, on Kindle and Amazon.com. William Wolfe says, this book is perhaps the single most dynamic weapon available to counter the tremendously destructive influences of the raging cultural revolution sweeping the world. Download the ebook now at Amazon.com or read the ebook, Meaning and Happiness, Overcoming Stress, Fear, and Pain. Download at Amazon.com on Kindle. In fact, there are many more titles by Roy Masters available for instant download right now at Amazon.com. Just search Roy Masters on Kindle and Amazon.com to positively change your life right now.
What's on your mind? Call Roy at 1-800-866-8883.
All right, now, we're going to take our call. Arizona, who's been waiting a long time. Hello, is it Roger?
Yes, Mr. Masters, how are you tonight?
Fine, thank you, sir.
Well, I'll tell you, that was interesting. If more doctors were like that guy, I haven't seen a doctor in 40 years. I might see one once in a while if they have more had that attitude.
Oh, yeah, he's a fine gentleman.
I just want to tell you how much I've appreciated the last 6 months. I've been kind of tuning you in when I get a chance, and how whatever you say, my spirit just seems to leap out and embrace. And I'm finding help. I haven't arrived yet, but I can't get enough of it, and I sure appreciate it. The only frustration I might have is since God is trying to redeem himself in relationship with man, why are you the only voice in the world talking like this? It's a real shame, but... I sure
well, he may, every now and then he sort of, I saw a movie one time, I can remember where I saw it, and it was H.G. Wells, The Man Who Could Work Miracles, and I came into the theater, I remember it was on the Tripoli movie theater, isn't that ridiculous? I was only 15 years old, and it's right across the Brighton Beach and where the barbed wires were and everything, and during the war, and at the beginning of the war, and as I came in, apparently these gods in heaven were just sort of musing about how weak men are, what would happen if we gave one man power. And all of a sudden, a finger, I came in just where a finger was coming down from heaven, so one of these gods, and pointing at this lonely person walking in. He's got these magical powers, and it's actually a funny movie. It's very comedic, but it also is, you know, very philosophical, predictable. And so I felt that was me for a moment. I said, something says you have a mission. I've always known that. So apparently I do. And it's been a long journey to get here.
I'm enjoying it. I'm looking forward to seeing you. And I've been talking to my wife about some regular support and so on and so on. I have a question for you that I'm being perplexed with. And that's
okay.
It's all about judgment. And
okay, fair enough.
All through my life, I mean, from the Word and from just wisdom, I know that as human beings, as we have families and go through life, we have to make judgments every day. Should I shop?
That's a very interesting subject matter. Yes, I make judgment, but I don't judge. That's a very fine distinction. Would you like the distinction between the two?
You know what? If you let me just say this quick thing, then I want
to listen
to you.
All right.
What brought this on was the other day I was speaking to not particularly a friend, but an acquaintance, and I rather like the guy, and we have nice conversation. And anyway, in the conversation, he brought up and showed me something that his girlfriend sent him. And I said to him, I looked at him, and I didn't holler at him, or I didn't, but I said to him, what in the world do you have a girlfriend for when you're married?
You're absolutely right. He's your friend. You should speak to him. Absolutely right.
And he looked at me and he said, I'm so sick and tired of people like you with your judgments all the time. And I didn't say anything more, but that's where my question comes to you. What is judgment and what isn't judgment?
Oh, I think that's a great question. I really think.
I'll listen to you now, my brother.
Okay. Now, you interrupt me anytime you want to, okay?
Okay.
Fair enough. We have a discussion here, but if you want to listen, I'll go on droning on just a little bit because it's a very fascinating question you're asking. First of all, people think I'm judgmental. That's why they won't come, because when I talk about their problems, that you were right on the money. This is your friend, and you have a duty to say to your friend, just a minute, I can't be your friend if you have a girlfriend, and I know you're married to Jane. And so that, you know, that can disturb a person and make them, the truth of that, when they thought you are their friend, but they don't think of you as a friend because the truth hurts. They're actually looking for support. The girlfriend is a support against his wife, against rebellion to his responsibilities, all the rest of it. And so he's looking for extra pleasures. The thing is, you're absolutely correct. Truth to wicked people looks like, it feels painful. And it feels like you're judging them when you're really not. People actually feel that I'm judging them because as they listen to my program and pass the dial, they actually think, what kind of man is this? They get really angry with me, and sometimes they think better of it and tune in again. But all I'm doing is telling them some things about themselves that, well, you yourself saw. You've got to be very careful that when you speak truth to people, they turn on you. So like that. That's no friend of yours, but maybe a week later, he may think better of it and thank you for it. But in that moment, you've got to be careful not to be impaled with a judgment of your own. A judgment.
Yes, I understand that. And what would you suggest? I mean, I didn't respond to him, I don't believe. But what,
I'm glad. I'm glad.
What would a proper response be?
Nothing. Nothing. The proper response is, it's nothing. Really, you don't want to argue with that. You just let him go on his way.
Okay.
You don't want to force truth on anybody who doesn't want to hear it. Because if you force the truth on a person, let's say I'm a teacher and I force the truth on people about Jesus or anything. See, truth is something that a person must accept voluntarily. And you cannot be impatient with a person who doesn't understand, because then you're forcing it on him you're robbing him of the grace of accepting the truth of it freely.
Wow.
So, see that?
That's rich.
Is
wow.
That? Now, I'll tell you about judgments. Now, let's talk about your own judgments, because there's a fine line here, too. I'm going to explain to you what... you're a godlike, godly person. Godlike, godly, yes. And you love truth. And even if it's painful, you don't mind the pain because it dislodges something wrong, and there's a little joy after. I know that.
Boy, that's and right on the money.
Isn't it? That's the way it works. That's the way it works. And therefore, it's easy to explain to you. You pull it out of me. Here it is. You know what? God says, judgment is mine, saith the Lord. I will pay back. I found that absolutely flawless. Here it is. God gives you... the power of discernment. Monkeys have only eyes, and they see and they hear, but they can't understand because there's a special receptor for understanding that is not in a monkey, that is blunted in most human beings, because when they become ugly and broken, they don't want to see it. The light is painful, like they're like vampires, they don't want to see the light. And they rather hurt somebody else or make them worse to feel better by comparison, relatively. Thank you.
Hi, this is David Masters, and I want to talk to you about supporting the work of my dad, Roy Masters. I think of the word gratitude, and I wonder how many of you have that sense or that feeling. The word actually means the quality of being thankful, readiness to show appreciation, and to return kindness. When you support the Foundation of Human Understanding, you're showing your gratitude. You're showing that you've been helped, and you're showing that that has value. Not only that, but you're thinking about future generations that will need to hear this message many years into the future. Remember, your donations are tax deductible, and they go to supporting this work on the radio, in the prison ministry, and for the military. To donate online, go to www.fhu.com/donate. That's fhu.com/donate. Or through the mail to P.O. Box 1000, Grants Pass, Oregon 97528. Gratitude. It will make all the difference in your life.
Discover an easy and simple drug-free antidote to overcome alcoholism, drugs, smoking, and other various addictions with a simple app. Discover Cure Stress. With the Cure Stress app, you can begin to walk away from addiction in just 7 minutes. And this 7-minute technique is free on the Cure Stress app. Break the endless loop of negative thoughts. Improve how you interact with people at work or at home with the Cure Stress app. You can finally heal from past traumatic events or resolve relationship difficulties. It can even help you cope with post-traumatic stress disorder or PTSD. And it only takes 7 minutes free with the Cure Stress app. Change your life without effort and in the comfort and privacy of your home in just 7 minutes with the Cure Stress app. Free and available now on Apple App Store and Android Google Play. Finally, cure stress with the Cure Stress app.
It's time to face the facts. If you don't conquer stress, stress will conquer you. Dr. George Hader, psychiatrist and diplomat of the American Board of Psychiatry and Neurology.
It's the only approach that I've ever seen in the whole field of psychology which allows you to become independent, which doesn't just set you up to take the next course in whatever type of psychology that you may be studying. It truly teaches you how to understand yourself and make decisions on your own and gradually grow as a person, become more confident and more effective.
Be still and know. Visit FHU.com and download the concentration exercise entitled Be Still and Know. Be Still and Know is rooted in ancient biblical principles that help you fight those unseen forces that up until now you have not understood. Visit FHU.com or call 1-800-877-3227. Be Still and Know and begin a new life free of fear, worry, and struggle.
Untold thousands have acquired helpful insight into their lives through help from the Foundation of Human Understanding. Your donations and continued patronage allow us to continue our work to improve the human condition. Through our radio extension of Advice Line with Roy Masters and our website at FHU.com, we will continue to offer answers to the tough questions that life presents. Great inner peace can be discovered through the practice of meditation. Roy Masters offers his meditation exercise titled Be Still and Know on the Foundation's website, FHU.com. Now you can release the binds that tie you, learn to break those unhealthy addictions, overcome anger, rage, and insecurity. It all begins with a proper mindset. The Foundation website offers you the gateway to a more meaningful existence. Inner peace can be discovered through the practice of meditation, titled Be Still and Know at FHU.com. You can also call the Foundation Monday through Friday at 1-800-877-3227. That's 1-800-877-3227.
You're listening to Advice Line with Roy Masters. Call Roy at 1-800-866-8883.
This thing is called judgment, and this is a perversion of what God gives you. God gives you His light to discern with things that the sunlight doesn't show you. It's almost like you have light coming out of you, and like a bat. It sort of sends out a radar signal and it sees things in the dark that, you know, catches insects in flight. But this radar thing, it's like a sight. And it's very similar to that. If a little ray of light goes out of you and people sense it. Bad people sense it. Bad people stay away from me. See, usually. And don't take me on. Not very often. And mostly they have the worst of it. And I don't do anything. It's just a protective shield. But it has that light, and it protects you from harm. And people will try to harm you, and they will try to get you to be fault from that judgment into being angry and judgmental towards them. Because that means when you fall from the discernment and they get to you, you have that weakness in you that can be seduced from it. If you have a mean enough or cruel enough person, you know, they will get to you. And they ratchet up the cruelty if you're married to it. They ratchet up the cruelty so that eventually you lose your cool and you lose it. And what you lose is a relationship with God. And so that place of discernment, which is innocent and has great power, suddenly becomes void. It's filled with an ego, serpentine hatefulness towards a person. And it's very addictive. So discernment, when it's mingled with resentment, separates you from God and makes you a prideful, looking down your nose person, other people, secretly enjoying the pleasure of resenting other people and feeling superior causing others to fail in order to enjoy the pleasure of judging. It's a perverse pleasure. It becomes an addiction. Wow. Did you follow that? Does that make sense to you?
Oh, yes, sir. Yes. I can tell you one thing. I'll let you go and I'll continue to listen and hopefully see you and talk to you later. But I know, and listening to you through the last few months, I can tell you this. Every time you make me painful and I go, ouch, I love it.
Well, I wish more people, because it's a good pain.
It's a great pain, and I really, really embrace it. And thank you so much.
You're welcome, my friend. You're very welcome. I'm glad to be of service.
What's on your mind? Call Roy at 1-800-866-8883.
Hi, this is David Masters. For over 50 years, my dad, Roy Masters, has been helping people who could never be cured by conventional means. As a matter of fact, so many lives have been affected that without him, the world would be a different place. But what about you? Has your life been affected? Has your life changed for the better? Have your family relationships and your work environment changed for the better? My dad has a difficult time asking people for help, so I'm happy to do it for him. Please make a contribution to the Foundation of Human Understanding at FHU.com or write to P.O. Box 1000, Grants Pass, Oregon, 97528. Soldiers coming back from the battlefield will appreciate your donation because they will get the coping strategies provided by Roy Masters for free to keep them from committing suicide. And this radio program, every program you hear, is supported by you, the listener. Go to FHU.com and make a contribution, or write to P.O. Box 1000, Grants Pass, Oregon, 97528.
Are you struggling with a sexual problem? You need to read Roy Masters' book, Understanding Sexuality. In Roy Masters' book, he says, "The great white father of psychiatry, Sigmund Freud, came very close to basic truth, but before he had quite reached it, he veered off into the outer reaches of scientific confusion. If only he had been able to view the facts that his searching mind uncovered by the light of spiritual discernment, he might have discovered the truth about man's nature. He might have discovered, for instance, that the sex drive in man is somehow linked with and blossoms from a traumatic experience with a parent long forgotten. Of course, but nonetheless, there at the core of his being, surrounded and hidden by the concentric growth rings of subsequent traumatic experience that have binded him to the original violation of his human identity." It's Understanding Sexuality by Roy Masters. Go to FHU.com, FHU.com, or call 1-800-877-3227, or write to P.O. Box 1000, Grants Pass, Oregon, 97528.
Stress does not have to inhibit your progress in life any longer, because now there's the Cure Stress app. According to Dr. Richard Titus, Cure Stress is a calming technique unlike anything you've ever tried. Ron Carlson, PhD, said it contains in the practice the seeds to freeing us from our bondage and slavery to compulsive thoughts and negative emotions. What's on the Cure Stress app? A quick 7-minute audio guides the listener through the technique.
George M. Hader, M.D., says it's the only approach I have ever seen in the whole field of psychology which allows you to become independent, competent, and effective. Go to CureStressApp.com. Stress does not have the power that it had before. Cure Stress is available on the App Store and Google Play for free. If you don't control stress, stress will control you. Free yourself from negative emotions. Go to CureStressApp.com right now. Endorsed by healthcare professionals and used since 1960, this free app contains guided audio programs at CureStressApp.com. Feel free again. Go to CureStressApp.com right now.
What's on your mind? Call Roy at 1-800-866-8883.
Now we're going to take, let's see, who's next? Is it Anne? And let's see if we can dispense with all the callers quickly, if it's possible. Now, some problems we have to tackle in detail, like I did with the doctor and with the last caller. But now let's talk to Anne in VA listening in New York, not New York City, it's New York State, is that right?
Yes, it is.
Yeah, so what can I do for you?
Yes, I've been listening to you too. Every few nights I can catch you on the AM radio, and I'm a Christian, and everything is according to the word, but I'm having a problem with resentment.
Okay.
And I know that Jesus says that I shouldn't, go against him with the power. He's got the power to pour judgment on somebody's head, not me. And I do understand that, but I hold it inside.
I know that. But do you have the CD? Do you have the meditation which leads you to the door so that you can knock and open it and it comes in? The grace comes in to take that away from you? Because he says, come to me, all ye who are heavily laden. I will give you rest. And I don't read the Bible very much, but I remember these little goodies. He says, come to me, but where is he? He's not in the world. He's not in the church. He's not hanging on a cross in some, made of stone. He's within you. He is the what you call the still small voice or the wordless knowing about such things as resentment. And when I knock on your door and when I say, be aware of this resentment, and I help you to be aware by doing a little concentration exercise that separates the thinker from the thinking. When you can separate the thinker from the thinking, you get to be in charge in a very effortless way of all your emotions. The first one that goes is resentment, and you have to practice it. Once you get the hang of it, of learning to deal with people around you with calm dignity, it is magical. But it's not you, it's not you, it's not that you, it's not you doing anything. It is the burden of judgment is lifted off of you. And instead, love comes in, and the evidence that love is there is that people can't make you hate them.
Oh, praise God.
See that? You saw that. See how that tickled you a little bit, didn't it?
Oh, yeah.
There was a little flash of light there, a breath of fresh air, like a door opened.
Yes, yes.
I heard it. All right, you use the meditation and call me next week.
Okay, I will.
You're welcome. Yeah, I think you're already a lot better now, aren't you? All right. Now we're going to take our caller from Chris in Texas, and it's 9:30 a.m. Okay. Hello.
Hi, Roy. It's a privilege to talk to you and your audience. Your program is just wonderful, and you have people from all political viewpoints that are listening to you. I probably don't agree with you as far as politics are concerned, but when it comes to human behavior, you definitely know what you're talking about.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
And I'm 38 years old. I don't have any kids. That I'm grateful for. I consider myself my parents' worst mistake, and I don't plan on repeating their mistake. And maybe that's the root of my resentment. I've had a problem with anger and resentment, and it sneaks up on you.
I tell you, you said a lot to me. You said a lot. You're telling me your parents disapproved of you for some reason. Is that correct?
I don't know if they disapproved of me.
Well, describe it. Just give me a name of it. Give me a shape of it in the form of a name. How it is. Because you've hinted of it. Like, a lot of people that I know, they come from dysfunctional homes, and where you have, you know, King Kong with bloomers or some, you know, angry guy for a father. So the most dysfunctional person in the family seems to rule, and many, the members of the family, the siblings, sort of kowtow, and they get rewarded. But you are stouter and don't understand how these errant behaviors of these kids, the civility of them is rewarded, and you are an individual, and they don't love you for your individuality. They hate you because they resent you. They call you, they look down upon you because you don't conform. That's what government will do one day. It will reward those who are weak for the government and reject those who are, you know, themselves. You know, don't need that much help. So you're useless to them and they are actually a threat to them. So I suspect that you may be that person that is different from the others by virtue of your individuality, and that you're inflicted with resentment because you feel the unfairness of being treated, them being treated better than you when you were really better than them, in a sense. You can't understand how parents can be that way towards the wrong in your brothers and sisters. Am I making sense here?
Wow.
Is that correct?
I learned how to be my own worst enemy at a very young age, and they either were not aware of it or they allowed me to.
Listen carefully. What you did was resent your parents, but then they got to you because the anger in you was turned in on yourself. See, in other words, that's the programming. And so that you're rebellious, but you weren't successful in your rebellion, they got inside you. And so unconsciously you couldn't do anything right. You didn't know you were playing up to it. You couldn't help yourself. And you could struggle with it and get angry with yourself. It only makes it worse. We need to talk again. Will you call tomorrow?
Appreciate it.
Am I on the right track?
Yes, absolutely.
Good. All right, I'm glad for that. There are very few problems that I can't detect right away. It's only just a word or a phrase or a sound of your voice. It's just a God-given skill I have, and I wish people would avail themselves more of it. I've got plenty to give. Thank you very much.
Hi, this is David Masters, and I want to talk to you about supporting the work of my dad, Roy Masters. I think of the word gratitude, and I wonder how many of you have that sense or that feeling. The word actually means the quality of being thankful, readiness to show appreciation, and to return kindness. When you support the Foundation of Human Understanding, you're showing your gratitude. You're showing that you've been helped, and you're showing that that has value. Not only that, but you're thinking about future generations that will need to hear this message many years into the future. Remember, your donations are tax deductible and they go to supporting this work on the radio, in the prison ministry, and for the military. To donate online, go to www.fhu.com/donate. That's fhu.com/donate. Or through the mail to P.O. Box 1000, Grants Pass, Oregon 97528. Gratitude. It will make all the difference in your life.
Discover an easy and simple drug-free antidote to overcome alcoholism, drugs, smoking, and other various addictions with a simple app. Discover Cure Stress. With the Cure Stress app, you can begin to walk away from addiction in just 7 minutes. And this 7-minute technique is free on the Cure Stress app. Break the endless loop of negative thoughts. Improve how you interact with people at work or at home with the Cure Stress app. You can finally heal from past traumatic events or resolve relationship difficulties. It can even help you cope with post-traumatic stress disorder or PTSD. And it only takes 7 minutes free with the Cure Stress app. Change your life without effort and in the comfort and privacy of your home in just 7 minutes with the Cure Stress app. Free and available now on Apple App Store and Android Google Play. Finally, cure stress with the Cure Stress app.
Are you suffering with PTSD after being in the military? You should see what people are saying about Roy Masters online.
In my experience as a commander who mobilized and returned thousands of wartime veterans, I have seen soldiers make rapid improvement through the use of Be Still and Know. Major General George R. Harris.
Google Roy Masters PTSD. You'll see what I mean.
The Be Still and Know exercise works for me. It calms my soul, enhances my thinking, and improves my emotional regulation. I'm thankful to be a more resilient chaplain. Lieutenant Colonel Philip Pringle, Southern Baptist.
Go online and Google Roy Masters now. You'll be amazed at what you find.
I must say, on the basis of 20 years' experience, that the application of this exercise has made a significant contribution to the treatment of the great majority of those who have used it. Dr. George Hader, diplomat of the American Board of Psychiatry and Neurology.
You need to see what people have to say about Roy Masters online. On your computer, tablet, or even your smartphone. Go online and search for Roy Masters PTSD Military. You'll be glad you did.
You're listening to Advice Live with Roy Masters. Call Roy at 1-800-866-8883.
Sit in a straight back chair and put your right hand by your side. If you're using a phone, use the left hand to listen. And follow these instructions, which are very simple, without effort. No concentration is necessary. Just simply do what I ask you to do. Close your eyes. Look at your eyelids. What do you see when you close your eyes and look at your eyelids? Surely there's little twinkles of light, different shapes moving across the screen of your mind. Is that so? You're not going to go to sleep. You're going to be fully aware. I just want you to look at your eyelids. Something magical happens when you observe those little pixels, whatever you want to call them, crossing the screen of your mind. Has all different colors, little sparkles. This is programming from within. If you just do this and keep your mind just on those little twinkling lights and little colors moving across the screen of your mind, just be aware of them, and you will find that you are in a refuge, meaning you cannot see your thoughts. You can hear my voice, but you've left your thoughts behind. That's very important. This is what's happening. No effort is required for that. You have left your thoughts behind. You are separate from your thinking. You are the thinker, not the thinking. You are in a refuge. Your thoughts cannot bother you here. That's why I call it a refuge. Something also magically is happening. Is it because your mind is no longer caught up in your thought? Your consciousness becomes pure, not sullied with the emotion-based thinking. And so it becomes like a lens. And that lens is the reason why light is shining through that lens of your consciousness onto the surface of your mind. And it's beginning to be a program to you. Please do not try to understand this. It's not uncoverable. It's impossible. But it's like magic when you see what's going to happen to you after this. Everything's going to change in a good way. Now, the next thing to do while you're looking at your eyelids and watching that little display is become aware of your right hand by your side. Become conscious of the first finger of your right hand, and just being conscious of it, just being aware of it, causes a little tingle in your first finger. If you become aware of the first finger, it will answer to your awareness, and it lift to say, I'm aware that you're aware of me. So the finger will answer the awareness with a little tingle, and that's converting energy from the mind into your body, beginning with your first finger of your right hand. And if you feel that tingle, say quietly to yourself, yes. And if so, go to the second finger, and it will do the same thing. The tingling may remain in the first finger, but you can also go to the second finger, and it will tingle also. And when it responds with a little tingle to let you know it's there, you're aware of it, and that awareness has had an effect on it with a new kind of energy. At that tingling is an energy from within, counter to stress energy. Now the third finger, same way, and then say yes to yourself if you feel that. And then the pinky finger, the little finger, do that too. And then the thumb, and keep doing this as I talk to you. I'm not going to say much, but I've already told you, you have a pure consciousness, unsullied by emotionally based thoughts, which is your Waterloo, if you'll excuse me saying it that way. And so something is coming in from within you, something pure and good. And when you open your eyes and look around the room, you'll see that the room is brighter. And that's all I'm going to say. If you keep doing this for a little while longer, your body may feel warm and your solar plexus may feel opening up. These things could happen, but it's not necessary for the moment. Just the tingling of your fingers, the first finger, the second finger, and the third finger, and the little finger and the thumb, and just listen to my voice so that you stay in this state for just a few minutes. All I'm going to do is have you open your eyes in this state in a few minutes, and you will find that you're immune to stress, and everything will be brighter. And you find that your angers and hostilities simply disappear. It's almost like something has forgiven you, and it has. And then you find you can be more forgiving and patient with everybody. Now open your eyes and look around you. And you will see that if you're sitting in a room at night, you will notice the room is brighter. And if you have problems with cigarette or smoking, or even eating, or any problems with drugs, you'll find that you won't want it. You've found the power to overcome the want to. There's a part of you that makes you want to do what you shouldn't. You want to stop smoking or drinking, but something in you that makes you want to, and you don't want to in the struggle. Don't struggle. Just follow the meditation exercise. Just a couple of times a day, that's all. Just wait and see what happens to you. I have suggested nothing. I have not spoken about God. I have maybe implied it, but not spoken about it. There's no religious language. And all you have to do is sit quietly. So when you separate from your thinking, so you become the thinker, not sullied by the thought, not caught up in the thoughts, you have reprieve. You have the means, have opened yourself to reprieve from all kinds of problems planted since you were a little boy or a little girl. Thank you for listening.
Hi, this is David Masters, and I want to talk to you about supporting the work of my dad, Roy Masters. I think of the word gratitude, and I wonder how many of you have that sense or that feeling. The word actually means the quality of being thankful, readiness to show appreciation, and to return kindness. When you support the Foundation of Human Understanding, you're showing your gratitude. You're showing that you've been helped, and you're showing that that has value. Not only that, but you're thinking about future generations that will need to hear this message many years into the future. Remember, your donations are tax deductible, and they go to supporting this work on the radio, in the prison ministry, and for the military. To donate online, go to www.fhu.com/donate. That's fhu.com/donate. Or through the mail, to P.O. Box 1000, Grants Pass, Oregon 97528. Gratitude. It will make all the difference in your life.